This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off.
We're having an argument about Joe Biden touching kids, and it's making me uncomfortable, but I guess we're going to have this conversation. We got a good cop, bad cop situation in New Jersey, and finally, some dads who know how to play catch. All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. Well, we all knew Donald Trump was going to respond in some way to Nancy Pelosi saying he's a little tubby yesterday. And of course he did. And it ended up being disappointing. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm okay with it. I know you're mad about that. I know you're probably throwing something into TV right now. But let me just say, these people are all petty. And you know how I know this? Because you're petty. And I'm petty. And we all make this mistake. And it's human nature to make this mistake. We make this mistake of thinking the people above us, people in charge, you know, your doctor, your president, your lawyer, your congressman, they are somehow, in some way, you know, not necessarily smarter, but probably certainly better informed, you know. Well, they have access to information we don't have. Well, they do things a little differently, and we tell ourselves this lie. Why? Because it makes us feel safer. Because you and I don't like to acknowledge the absolute truth, and I'm here about to tell you the absolute truth. They're all just like you. Every single one of them. They're all just like you. I have lived 1,000 lifetimes in my 38 years. The Speaker of the House, everybody, not this Speaker of the House, but from Speaker of the House, congressmen, senators, you know, captains of industry, professional athletes, billionaires, you name them. I've gotten to hang out with these people at various points in time. Don't ask me why. It's been an insane life. And I'm here to tell you, you wouldn't be impressed. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you'd be unimpressed. I'm not saying they're bad people, but you always, you do this thing in your mind where you see somebody on TV or they're really important and you convince yourself, man, he must have it figured out. And you're with him for about 2 minutes and you're like, this dude is just like me. Oh, wow, he's laughing at a fart joke. He's just like my sons. That's who these people are. And so when you do this thing that I see from pundits all over the place where they're like, oh, Trump shouldn't be making fun of that person's face. Nancy Pelosi shouldn't be calling Trump fat. Trump shouldn't respond. Yes, I guess you can make the argument they probably shouldn't, but don't you? I'm not asking you to admit it. I mean, Lord knows nobody can admit being a human being anymore. I'm the only person on the planet who admits to being a soulless monster, but don't you? You've never made a joke about somebody you don't like putting on a little extra weight? Of course you have. Of course you have. Because it's human nature. I'm not defending it. I'm not saying you're right. You want to do everything you can do to be as little like me as humanly possible. But you do it, and they all do it too. They get behind closed doors, and they talk just like you talk at your neighbor's house on a Friday night, tipping back a Bud Heavy or two. They do. So, of course, Trump was asked about the Pelosi thing. This is what he said.
Last night, Nancy, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, called you morbidly obese. I just wanted to know what you had to say in response.
Oh, I don't respond to her. I think she's a waste of time. These people are sick. Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, I gotta be honest. I wanted more. You know you wanted more too, don't lie. I'm not saying he should have done more. He probably approached that the exact way you should approach it, but I wanted him to just absolutely firebomb her. He didn't. All right, whatever. Now, Donald Trump Jr. and Joe Biden. I have done the best I can to avoid this whole situation because it just kind of makes me feel icky. Anything involving kids feels icky. But let us begin at the beginning with this. Donald Trump Jr. shares a meme for you folks who are older than 30. A meme is where somebody takes any kind of picture of something or pictures of something and they add some kind of joke to it. Look, I know it sounds kind of dumb. It sounds kind of weird. I will tell you, the people who do it creatively are absolutely pants-wetting funny. I steal as many of them as I can and take credit for them myself. Donald Trump Jr. shared this one out there. And as you can see here, it's essentially calling Joe Biden a pedophile. Now, that is quite an accusation to level at somebody. I can't believe somebody would say that. This is, we've never seen anything like the Trump family. Remember what I've told you? Remember what the history books will tell you? John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were calling each other pedophiles on the campaign trail. Don't get me wrong, that's a really weird accusation. It's a little gross, a little too far, but this is the norm. This is the norm. So Biden, of course, comes back and claps back at him and says this.
If it is a joke, you know, and of course...
It's sick. But he is his father's son.
Okay, now Don Jr. comes back and says this. Joe Biden, I didn't actually accuse you of that. I simply posted a joke meme. But based on all the touching and hair snipping in the below video, I am 100% accusing you of being creepy as hell. Watch the video and decide for yourself, which brings us to the actual problem here. The media does this thing where they decide, it's always in favor of a Democrat, where they decide a story, whatever that story may be, no matter what comes out about it, they aren't supposed to talk about it. And since they aren't supposed to talk about it, you aren't supposed to talk about it. and you're never supposed to bring that up. And they never bring up exactly why you're not supposed to bring that up. They'll just say things like, this is outrageous. There's no low this family won't go to. They can't say that. This is absurd. But they never, ever, ever actually address the problem. And look, I'm not here saying Joe Biden's a pedophile. I would never say such a thing because that's quite an accusation to level with somebody. But I will tell you this. I don't have a daughter. I have sons. So all I can do as a father is watch a video like this, and instead of the little girls, put my sons in that situation, and we would have a serious problem.
Don't tell me what you have to do.
All right, here we go.
So get everybody in. Switch here. You two come here.
Okay, here we go.
You got it? Okay.
And the people in the back, you can spread out a little bit. Like that gentleman, spread out.
I'm going to hold the Bible.
Does that make you a little uncomfortable? That made me a little uncomfortable. Okay, so maybe you don't want to blast away at the guy with memes. Maybe you do. But don't you dare do this thing as the American media and just decide on your own. Even questioning this is outrageous. People, that's gross. You can argue that's just who he is. You remember Biden's lame explanation for it. I'm a toucher. That's gross. And you know it. All that may have made you uncomfortable. It certainly made me uncomfortable. But I'm right. All right, we got more. You remember yesterday when we went over A.G. Barr and his speech, which was great, and I loved it. Again, I loved it. But he's talking about how right now we're not looking at Joe Biden or Barack Obama for anything. And remember, I talked about good Jesse likes that because we're setting a good precedent, right? Bad Jesse doesn't like that because, I mean, what are we saying to these people? Well, there's a problem. There's a big problem, and these problems continue to come out. The problem is, and granted, Barr didn't commit that nothing would ever happen. He just said he didn't anticipate it happening. The problem is, the more information we get, the worse it looks for them. And understand why that is. And I'll get to the new information that came out about Biden today. But understand why it continues to look worse for them. The leftists have always understood, and all their media allies, which is pretty much everybody in the media, they have always understood offense. You play offense at all times. You never sit back on your heels. You're never defending yourself. In fact, if you are guilty of something, accuse them of it and go all in and insist they're guilty of it. Because why? Why? Because in the end, if somebody's accusing you of something you didn't do, and you're trying to fight them off, and you're all, please just make it stop, please make it stop, and then it finally stops, you don't turn around most of the time and go back after them for the same thing. You're just relieved the pain is over, aren't you? Whew, I'm glad they finally backed off. I'm done here. That's why leftists do what they do. Remember what we're dealing with all this stuff, with Hunter Biden, with the Flynn stuff, with the Mueller mess, with everything we're dealing with. In almost every single case, it looks like Democrats are guilty of the things they were accusing Donald Trump of being guilty of. You want to talk about colluding with a foreign power to manipulate an election? You've heard of the Steele dossier, right? That dossier we talked about? Steele's not an American. You get that, right? A foreign intelligence, former foreign intelligence operative from another country. There's every indication Australia had something to do with it. All we get are rumors now. But it was not Donald Trump working with Russia to try to mess up an election, to try to manipulate an election. It appears Democrats were doing that. So again, when you hear Barr say things like that, you know what? Listen to Barr.
The Durham investigation is trying to get to the bottom of what happened. And it will determine whether there were any federal laws broken, and if there were, those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result. The only way to stop this vicious cycle, the only way to break away from a dual system of justice, is to make sure that we scrupulously apply the single and proper standard of justice for everybody.
Again, no tit for tat is fine. That sounds fine. But that is crime and punishment. Crime and punishment is tit for tat. You did this, so we're going to do this. You did that, so we're going to do that. That is crime and punishment. And if this leads to Joe Biden, if this leads to Barack Obama, they've got to go down for it. And I don't know if it will. But the more we find out, man, it looks bad. It looks really bad. It looks like they knew. This new email from Susan Rice that she sent to herself, it looks like Barack Obama knew all. This new Joe Biden stuff when it comes to Ukraine, which we're going to go over in a second, it looks really bad. And speaking of the Biden-Ukraine stuff, remember, that's still out there. I realize there's coronavirus and there's unemployment and we had the impeachment and Trump this and Trump that and Trump. There's still no explanation how Joe Biden's son, with zero experience in the field, got a job at a Ukrainian company making $50,000 a month. You, as a company, are taking on an employee and paying them 50 G's a month, and his father just so happens to be the vice president who's overseeing relations with your country. Come on, we all know the game, right? That question has still never been answered. And now we have this leak out there today. Supposedly it's by some Ukrainian tabloid. It's from some Ukrainian prosecutor. There's all these accusations going back and forth about where this came from. But one thing that's not being disputed at all is they're saying this transcript, this audio between Biden and somebody else is real. And this somebody else, this Ukrainian, tells Biden, fulfilling my promises. That's what he said. He let it out there. That's what he said. What promises did this guy in Ukraine make Biden? And why did he make the promises? In exchange for what? We deserve answers on all this stuff. At least it looks like, I'm trying not to get my hopes up given their history, but it looks like the United States Senate, the GOPers in the Senate, are taking this seriously. This is from Grassley and Ron Johnson to Rick Grenell, who's the acting DNI director. Quote, based on our investigation and recent press reports, we are increasingly concerned that the surveillance of U.S. persons affiliated with the Trump campaign began earlier than the opening of the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation in late July 2016. For these reasons, we respectfully request that you make available to us as soon as possible all information regarding the unmasking of U.S. persons affiliated with the Trump campaign requested by members of President Obama's administration from January 16 through January 17. That is a very, very, very big deal, because you don't send a letter like that unless you know. I mean, they have to use all the legal words like we suspect or we think there might be. Oh, they know by this point in time. They very much know. So again, I go clear back to the Barr's statement about no tit for tat. We got to kind of be above it all. Yeah, I'm fine with being above it all. I do not want political prosecutions for political purposes in the United States of America, nor should you. I don't want it going after Dems. I don't want it going after Republicans. However, if a president, Republican or Democrat, has used the power of their office to get the Federal Bureau of Investigation to electioneer on their behalf, brother, that president has to burn for that. They just do. Otherwise, you cannot expect the American people as a whole to care about the law. If the law only applies to the littles,
then don't expect them to care about it. All that's true. Now, let's talk about why I'm so razor sharp today. Because I had a good night's sleep. And do you know why I had a good night's sleep? Well, I've been trying to explain this to you for weeks now. Get an ebb sleep. It's not drugs. It's not sleeping pills. And I know those are so easy. They're an easy out. I've done it before. I can't sleep. I just pop a couple sleeping pills and then I'm the walking dead the next day. An ebb sleep is a wearable device that provides continuous cooling to your forehead area, putting you asleep and keeping you asleep. And when you go to tryeb.com/Jesse, again, that's tryeb.com/Jesse, and use the promo code Jesse, you get $25 off. Stop fretting about it. Go get an ebb sleep today. Joining me now, Army veteran, lawyer, townhall.com columnist, Kurt Schlichter joins me, and I will tell you, most of the time, I'm extremely excited to have Kurt on the show. I mean, he always gives us great commentary. He's witty, he's funny. But on a day when I actually have to ask Kurt about the Joe Biden kitty-touching videos and the Don Jr. spat, I'm about 99% sure Kurt is going to say something where I'm going to regret having him on tonight. So with that, allow me to welcome in Kurt Schlichter. Kurt, Don Jr. and Joe Biden have been in this little Twitter spat, and everybody's in the media is getting all huffy about it. Don Jr.'s being petty. You can't say that. Biden's coming out, coming back at him. But Kurt, I know you've seen the video. I mean, it does look bad, doesn't it? I mean, what if that was your daughter? If I had a daughter, what if that was my daughter? It looks bad.
The dude is creepy, and I got to admit, I got in a fight with Joe Biden's press secretary yesterday and his communications guy or some other weaselly guy on his staff. You'll love this. This guy goes, oh, well, that's something a Russian would say. And I'm like, look, sissy, I was actually in the Cold War when I was serving my country. Don't pretend you're my peer who gets to talk to me. Ain't like that. He was sad. But yeah, look, I think these people should be slapped around because they're stupid and weak. And Joe Biden is gross. He's disgusting. Dude, do not... Yuck. Yeah, but remember, it's all okay now because remember how Believe All Women was Believe All Women? No. It was Believe All Women, comma. See, you believe what we tell you, all women. You fall into line, all women. So it's believe, comma, all women. That's how it works, I think.
Has this thing, I'm glad you brought up that whole Tara Reid thing, has this effectively completely killed the whole Me Too movement thing? I mean, I would argue the Christine Blasey Ford lying her face off on national TV killed it, but this definitely fired the finisher into the back of its head, right?
No, they will attempt to play this game again. The next time some Republican is falsely accused of something, they will come out as if this never happened. And when you go, well, what about Tara Reid? They'll look at you like you're crazy. And they'll say, no. We always said believe all women, no comma. Believe all women. We always said that. Oceania has always been at war with Atlanta or whatever the hell it was in 1984. I forget. It's been a long time since I saw it. Anyway. No. Normally, with normal people, they would have shame and they would go, yeah, I'm a hypocrite. I should be embarrassed. But they're not because it literally means nothing to them. It means nothing. They were born without shame genes. I mean, I had to have mine physically removed at law school, but they were born without it. And so when you go and confront them with hypocrisy, they look at you like you're stupid because they're thinking, of course I'm hypocritical. I've got something I want. And that's all that matters. It's weird. It's like that. It's an entire party of id.
Kurt, this AG Barr thing. Now, I've loved what I've seen out of AG Barr recently. I have. I have been totally impressed. He sounds like a man who's taken all this corruption seriously. Sounds like he's letting Durham do his thing and dig in. I like all that. Part of me, you could argue the bad part of me, doesn't like that he's already coming out and saying, hey, look, it's not going to be Biden. It's not going to be Obama. Now, if it's not Biden or Obama, if the evidence doesn't lead to them, I'm fine with that. But Kurt, there's a whole lot of smoke that's leading to Barack Obama's desk in the Oval Office. Is there not? How can we just say at this point in time, oh, I'm sure Obama's fine?
There is 0% chance he would ever be convicted of a crime in Washington, D.C., where the crime occurred. Not 1%, not 10%, not 20%. And irrespective of any evidence or facts or law, none of that matters. He will never be charged with a crime, in large part, in some part, because he will never be convicted of a crime in Washington, D.C. It simply will not happen when you have a city with 95% Democrats. So Barr is telling us the hard truth. Man up, you're not going to see this guy pay in the criminal court. In fact, none of them are. Comey's not going to jail. McCabe's not going to jail. None of them are going
but
to
hold
jail.
On.
They just aren't.
But hold on. What you're telling me then is, and I mean, look, I'm not saying I disagree with you. You're certainly the legal mind. Lord knows I'm not. So a Democrat can never be convicted of a crime in D.C.? Is that where we're at? That's not justice, man. That's a big deal.
You're right. That's not justice. It's not even remotely justice. We have a dual-track justice system here. We have one for them, where they do whatever they want, and one that's turned against us to jam us for dissenting and to silence us. No, that is, you correctly assess the situation. It's absolutely wrong, absolutely unfair, and it's a cancer on our society. So what's the answer? Do we sit and pout? Of course not. We're going to lose the fight to put these people in jail. We're going to lose that fight. Oh, who knows? Maybe I'll be shot. Maybe a meteor will hit me. Maybe a unicorn will come up and graze in my garden. But it ain't going to happen. I'm not counting on that. I'm counting on the bigger fight. We're in a campaign, a war, not a battle. And this campaign, this war, is going to have a lot more battles. And we need to look at the ultimate objective. The ultimate objective is for people like us to take power so we can exercise it. Eventually, we will win. Eventually, we will be able to return to something like the Constitution. But along the way, bad people are going to get away with it. That's just how it's going to be. I wish it wasn't true, but it is.
Okay. You know what? In an odd way, Kurt, that actually makes me feel better. I feel better now. Look at you bringing me, putting some sunshine, taking it out of your face where it is right now, and putting it on my day. Now, you mentioned the campaign.
Well,
we are in a presidential campaign. Yes, I can tell. We are in the middle of a presidential campaign. They're not really going to go with Biden. I mean, anytime someone brings up the fact they're going to replace Biden or a theory they're going to replace Biden, somebody screams at them that, oh, that you're a conspiracy theorist. Dude, they can't try to roll out this guy, right?
I don't think they can. I don't think they can. It's not a conspiracy theory. I think they absolutely would. They did with Torricelli. I think they would, except for a couple things. The first thing is, he's doing okay in the polls. We saw Rasmussen that actually has him ahead. Now, whether that means he's at 80% in California and New York and they use everything is a different question. And also, we haven't seen him actually roll out. But right now, he's technically ahead. So what's the argument? You're going to take the guy who's technically ahead and throw him out just because he's a gropey weirdo? Clinton was a gropey weirdo. All the Kennedys were gropey weirdos. That gropey weirdos is their wheelhouse. No. The other thing is, there are a bunch of people who are totally invested in this sinewy meat sickle called Joe Biden. There are a whole bunch of people around him. Look, Joe Biden's never going to be president. It's the people around him, the people who've invested in, the people pulling many strings. And they are not going to let him get dumped. This is their chance for power. This is actually better, because if he wins, then there's no president who's going to actually try and, you know, get in the way by presidenting. So there are a lot of people who are invested in Joe Biden, and more every day as they pour money and effort into it. Plus, even if they pull him out, they decide, okay, he's obviously a senile old weirdo who likes to molest his staff. Okay, we can't have him as president. Assume they made that 180-degree, you know, turn and disqualified him for something that, again, is in the Democrats' wheelhouse, molesting the staff and being a weirdo. Who do they give it to? Do they give it to Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders can't win. But Bernie Sanders isn't just, Bernie Sanders going to go, I had the second most number of votes. I had the second most, what about me? So you can't jump over him and give it to, Audie Murphy Buttigieg or Big Chief Warren or, Kamala Harris. He's probably going to be vice president. You can't skip Bernie because a bunch of commies are going to go, and I think they actually have a point. Hey, my guy came in second. He should be the next one up. I think the guy's a creep, but I don't think they're unreasonable for wanting their voice to be heard.
You know, that really says something about the Democrat Party, by the way, that Bernie Sanders is going to be the last man standing once Joe Biden has to get exit stage left. All right, Kurt Schlichter, townhall.com. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I told you it was going to be a rough day. That guy kills me. We got more. Hang on. There is an interesting fight coming soon, or I guess you could just say it's here now, between government at the state levels. It appears that Donald Trump really has the federal government in line at this point in time, but at the state levels, between mayors, governors, and citizens who are mad about these lockdowns. And what I mean is this. You're a governor idiot. Let's just call yourself, that's what you are. You're governor idiot. And you've decided, as governor idiot, you are going to lock down all the businesses in your state. All you just lose your livelihood, lock it down because of coronavirus. Well, eventually, you're going to have a situation on your hands. You see, the people are going to say, hey, governor idiot, I can't starve to death here. I'm going to open up my business. And governor idiot's going to say, no, you're not. And you're going to say, yes, I am. And he's going to say, no, you're not. Well, at some point in time, this situation's going to come to a head because you are going to go down there and open up your business at some point. You can't stay home and starve to death. And now Governor Idiot has a situation on his hands, doesn't he? You see, he's given an order. He is the man in charge. He's the man with authority. And you have defied Governor Idiot. So now Governor Idiot has to do something, right? I mean, we got to do something. Someone has to do something. But what does he do? Now it gets difficult. You see, in New Jersey, they have their very own governor idiot. And they have tried to close down all the gyms there. Apparently, some cops showed up the other day and did the right thing. We all saw this.
Speak your peace, and don't worry about it.
We are and were only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yeah. The best.
Normally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
Thank you.
Daggone, that makes me want to wave an American flag. That's how you police. That's awesome. That's a guy who just raised his standing in the community. And I should note, law enforcement guys watching, I know we have a bunch of them. When that guy needs something from his community, which inevitably anybody in law enforcement will need something from their community, do you think that guy's going to get what he needs? You bet he is. Do you think you're going to get what you need if you're on videotape slamming somebody into handcuffs for paddleboarding in the ocean? You're not. Well, see, now you've put the governor into a pickle. Now you're Governor Idiot. Now you actually said don't show up at the gym. They showed up at the gym, and now your own law enforcement officers showed up and didn't do anything about it. And the video went across the internet. And everybody sees these videos these days. Keep in mind, social media may not be big for you. It's really, really big for everybody else on the planet. The President of the United States on down, they're all on there. And Governor Idiot's on there too. And Governor Idiot looks at that video and says, well, now not only the people have defied me, but my own law enforcement guys have defied me, and now I gotta do something about it. Well, he did. As you can see, next day, cops show back up, guys in there lifting weights, cops go in, try to take down everybody's name, most people give them their names. This guy, I have to say, I would probably do the same. Chose to not give them his name. And this guy got hauled out of there in handcuffs. Yeah, that's a problem. Now, here's the issue. They're saying now, well, they're saying this about citing everyone.
Guys, please, back up a little bit. Let these officers speak, please.
Back up. As we spoke to you yesterday, you guys are in violation of governor's order. There's a complaint. You could be charged.
Oh, okay.
You can protest from your vehicle.
Please,
please. Exit the area at either end of the parking lot. That's all we have right now.
One, that's an ugly scene in the United States of America. Two, shame on Governor Idiot for putting cops in that situation. And three, the situation is not going to get better in these leftist states. You see the other states opening back up, and good for them. But I'll tell you what, New Jersey, Illinois, New York, California, you're going to start seeing this more and more as people get desperate and people get angry. And that is a bad situation because Governor Idiots, there are a lot of them in this country, and they don't like their authority challenged. All right, we got more. Hang on. Joining me now, my friend, Chief Creative Officer of Turning Point USA, and now a guy who's doing these great Benny on the Block videos, Benny Johnson. Benny, so what other things do you have in common with Jennifer Lopez?
Well, so we're both from the block, and okay, we are both scheduled to perform. You know, we both would be amazing at a poll during the Super Bowl.
You know what? That's not called for.
These are facts.
That's not called for. All right, in all seriousness, these videos you're doing, they are highlighting. They are highlighting what these businesses are going through. We just played in the last segment. We're hauling people out of gyms now in handcuffs, and you're highlighting what kind of things are these people telling you? Not when the camera's on. We can all see that, and I recommend people do it. What are they saying when the cameras are off?
So it's really important to actually go to the source of these states. Obviously, there's an entire fake news apparatus set up in order to protect Democrats, and particularly vulnerable Democrats or favorites for Joe Biden's presidential VP list in Michigan or in California, and to say that what they're doing is great and they're flattening the curve. Andrew Cuomo is a good example of someone who has handled this lockdown horrifically and has done awful, unforgivable things by forcing COVID patients into nursing homes, for instance. That's where a huge portion of a lot of the deaths are coming from in states like Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, and California. However, what I am doing with my show, Benny on the Block, is going to states like Michigan and California and talking with the people in the states, finding out what their lives are like, not depending on the news stories, but actually talking with the people. And what you're finding there is people who are having such a struggle feeding themselves, feeding their families, opening their businesses. They have no ability to provide for their family. They've worked their entire lives to have a business, and it's being shut down by Orwellian and what seems to just be otherwise vindictive totalitarianism. We all saw the barber. I wish I could have talked with him, the barber in Michigan who had his license revoked by the state, just vindictive Orwellian tyranny. And these people are fighting against it, and it's inspiring.
Who are they mad at? Or are they mad at anybody? Are they just in despair? Are they just mad? Or are they actually pointing fingers at people and saying, this freaking guy screwed me?
Yeah, this is something that's very, very interesting messaging from the White House, because Trump believes in federalism and because that is an important part of what is known as the founding documents. Some don't want to acknowledge their existence, but federalism is a really important part of the way that this country is stitched together. States have autonomy away from the federal government for anything that isn't directly given authority to the federal government in our founding documents. So states have a huge amount of leeway here during this virus, and that's why you've seen different states behave different ways. Texas is a great example. Florida is a great example of huge states with huge populations that did have a little, that certainly could have had a problem, and it managed it professionally and is now back to business. And so it's really important for these people to look to their states and their leadership and their governors, and that's who is getting the blame here. If you're in a state that is controlled by a tin pot totalitarian wannabe like Meg Whitmer, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, then you're going to, Pritzker in Illinois is a good example, then this is where people are directing their anger, because their livelihoods are being destroyed specifically and solely because of the actions of their governor.
I think people can look, if you're looking at this purely politically, I think people can understand why someone like Newsom or Cuomo or Pritzker in Illinois would be so hard left on these things, because they have solid blue states that aren't going anywhere. Whitmer's not necessarily in that boat. I mean, Michigan is kind of blue, kind of purple. I mean, Trump won Michigan last time. I guess I've been trying to figure out her angle. Is it just a big VP play? Is that all this is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really quite understand it myself. You do not have a dark blue state in Michigan. It voted for Trump. Same thing in Wisconsin, which had to have its Supreme Court strike down the Orwellian order by its leftist, absolute communist governor. You really are having issues, and these are going to boomerang big time. I call it a major blessing, quite frankly, to the conservative worldview, because you have often leftists and tyrants who want to mask what they're doing for the common good. They are able to do this. Obama was a master at this, in slowly making the creep of the totalitarian state into our lives, slowly rolling in regulations and taking control of that which used to be free for all of us. What you have in a moment like this, when you hand someone pure power, when you hand someone unlimited power, you get to see how they would behave if given unlimited power. And it's been quite a blessing, because you're able to see exactly who the tyrants are. Some of them aren't necessarily only Democrats too, by the way. You're able to really see and flex. You hand someone unlimited power and you see exactly where their real soul is. And the people who believe that Americans are stupid, that we are dumb, that we are just serfs and chattel to be ordered around and told what to do, you idiots. Those are the kind of governors that are behaving in this manner and treating us like children, not like free, armed, wealthy individuals in the most educated and prosperous country and most free country on earth.
I like that. You can see who they really are. I'm absolutely going to rip that off and use that on my radio show tomorrow and give you no credit for it whatsoever. I'm going to act like I came up with the entire thing. It's going to be fantastic. All right, Benny, the spending, man. Even people who aren't, you know, money, debt, deficit nerds, which I realize that's not everybody's wheelhouse. It's not a sexy thing to talk about. But $4 trillion deficits, dude. $30 trillion debt. I feel like even in a world, even if you're in one of these government has to spend our way out of a crisis modes, that ship ends, and it ends at the bottom of the ocean.
Right. So what is money? Right. What is currency? What is money? How does a dollar have monetary value? Well, it has value because you have belief in the institutions behind it. We got off the gold standard a long time ago. Our money is tied to the value of our country and to people's faith and equity in it and its ability to balance its own budgets and run its economy properly. And so the money is going to be worth nothing if we can't prove that we are responsible, a responsible nation, a responsible people, and that our dollar is going to be worth something. I love memes. One of my favorite memes was Nancy Pelosi passes a $3 trillion stimulus, right? And the next meme is what used to be the dollar menu at McDonald's, and it's called the $100 menu. Because that's exactly what happens during inflation. That's what happens when you spend this money as though it's worth nothing. And we don't have to guess. All economic theory has been played out in real time. You can go to places like Zimbabwe, you can go to places like Venezuela with crippling, pointless inflation where the money is not worth the paper that it's printed on. And so these kind of things happen and they're real and they occur in real societies that were just stable a generation ago. It's something very scary, especially for young people in America.
Benny Johnson, Turning Point USA. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. We got some real dad life video for you. Hang on. Well, is there anything more precious than a father spending time with their child? I say there's not. Check it out.
All right, go grab my mitt. Let's do it.
Yes!
Where's my mitt at? There we go. Let's get this over with. Gotta get the joints loosened up a little here. Good thing I got my aiming fuel. All right, yeah, here we go. Coming at you, Caleb. What was that? Why'd you duck? This isn't video games anymore, Caleb. This is real life. You gotta catch the ball. All right, just toss it back. Oh, I guess I got my work cut out for me. All right, open up your glove. Get ready for it. You're gonna keep your eye on the ball. Watch it all the way in, okay? You ready? Yep, just like that. You ready? All right, yes. All right, you ready for a grounder? I'm gonna throw you a grounder. Oh my God, you must have your mother's genes.
Good try, sweetie.
That wasn't a good try. If it was a good try, you would have got it.
What did you say?
I said that he is a good little ball player, ain't he?
Man, did that hit home for me. All right, we're gonna do it again tomorrow. I'll see you.
Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE, or go to timesharejesse.com, Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist,
rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.